like open doors, leading you down into my core, where I become so numb. You fill my soul, my spirit sleeping somewhere cold, until you find me there and meet it there.
Good evening, and welcome to Road Warrior Radio on the one and only Republic Broadcasting Network. I had a very interesting and lively show for you this evening. A guest lined up that you're definitely going to want to listen to this. I mean, this is it's pretty unbelievable what's going on. I'm going to title this show "Farewell America," and based on what you'll hear this guest discuss, I think you'll understand why. Now, you know that I always focus on action and right action and what we can do, because, listen, we all know the problem, okay? You know that America has effectively been democratized. We hear democracy everywhere. We've heard it for decades, going all the way back to the 40s and before, FDR administration in particular, and the democratization of America. And effectively, the virus of democracy has spread rampantly. And that was never what the founders intended. I mean, Madison, for example, said that democracy is the most vile form of government. Adams saying that a democracy never lasts long. It soon wastes and murders itself. And that's exactly what we see happening in this country. You know about the GMO. You know about the poison in the food, the water, the air, the drugs. I mean, my goodness, politics, the obvious implosion of our economy by design. And by the way, I confronted one of our congressmen here locally over the weekend about that, and specifically said, listen, Congressman, we know that during the closed house session in March 13th, beware the Ides of March, by the way, that subject matter, the planned implosion of our economy, was discussed and scheduled, literally. And unbelievably, he said, yeah, I was there. And basically, without, you know, saying it specifically or directly, said, yeah, so what? Well, as I said, you know, I'm all about action, and we're going to focus more on that in the course of the week. But today, like I said, I want to call this program Farewell America, because listen, the warning signs are everywhere. And I mean, I mentioned a few. You know about all of the problems. And we all do. But what are we doing about it? I mean, we hear a lot of talk about problem, problem, problem. I'm one of the few people I know that doesn't support a new investigation, independent investigation for 9/11. Why? Well, because dozens have already been performed by the experts. So why do we need that? If we could, in our wildest dreams, get such a thing, wouldn't we call the very experts that have enlisted their services already? So anyway, to me, it's so repetitive and so redundant at this point. What are we going to do about it? But you're going to want to hear this show, because what's on the horizon, I really don't think that most people see it coming this quickly. So you're going to want to listen, because you may very well only have weeks, if not days, left until the imminent collapse. I don't like to focus on that kind of news. You know I don't. But it's important to talk about, so we're going to discuss that. Stick around. Be right back. Road Warrior Radio.
Here's to those who love...
Diseases have now been conquered. This medical breakthrough can save your life or the life of a loved one. Please listen. the answer to AIDS, hepatitis, A, B, and C, malaria, herpes, TB, most cancers, and many more of mankind's worst diseases has been found. Details of this amazing secret has been freely disclosed in Jim Humble's book, The Miracle Mineral Supplement of the 21st Century, available at miraclemineral.org. Read how, in 5 countries of Africa, over 75,000 cases of malaria and other diseases were successfully treated with this new mineral supplement. Learn more at miraclemineral.org. It also works with cold, flu, pneumonia, sore throats, warts, mouth sores, and even abscessed teeth. Download part 1 of this amazing book free at miraclemineral.org. Then, if you're satisfied, purchase part 2 for only $9.95 or the hard copy for only $19.95. Please enter RBN when prompted on where you heard about miraclemineral.org.
There you go.
Life Change Tea is restoring America's health. Want to lose weight? Want to lower blood sugar levels? Want to have more energy? Do you not believe what I'm saying? Then read the testimonies. Go to the website GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or call us and get started today. The phone number is 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Operators are standing by. For about a dollar a day, you can change your health, change your weight, and change your life. Again, online orders, GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com or order by phone, 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Life Change Tea is formulated by Dr. William W. Miller, Ph.D. Life Change Tea, changing America's health, one tea bag at a time.
Do you ever forget names or where you left your glasses? Christine also realized she didn't remember like she used to.
I'm forgetting where things are occasionally, or I go into a room and I'm wondering, now, why am I here?
She often forgot and misplaced things like her keys.
I would spend so much time looking for things like that, and I just would assume that that was just a part of aging.
Then she discovered Prevagen. Special proteins in our brain responsible for keeping cells alive that control learning and memory are depleted with age. Now there's a new option to replace these proteins, Prevagen. If your ability to remember is fading with time, try all-natural Prevagen, PrevaGen.com. That's Prevagen.com.
And I find that in my business, I'm able to focus on the tasks at hand.
To find out how to get a free bottle of Prevagen, call 888-814-0814.
And so I'm not as forgetful, and it's really helping me that way.
Call 888-814-0814.
Perfect.
Here's to those who love not too wisely, no,
okay.
Not wisely, but too well. To the girl who sighs with envy when she hears that wedding bell. To the guy who'd throw a party if he knew someone to call. Here's to the losers. Bless them all. Here's to those who drink their dinners when that lady doesn't show.
All right, welcome back to Postal Beer Radio. That, of course, is Here's to the Losers by Frank Sinatra, among the many other oddities of my personality. I'm probably the biggest Sinatra fan in the country in my age group, which is very bizarre, but that song is appropriate. If we're going to call this show Farewell America, we might as well play Here's to the Losers, and it's kind of a joke if you listen to the song. It's a ruse, but getting back to my guest, I am privileged to have as my guest a gentleman who attended over the weekend what was referred to as a public safety display outside Target, the Target store in Kalispell, Montana, and at this quote-unquote public safety display, and really it was more like a show of force by Homeland Security, really, from what I understand, and an acculturation of said show of force. But this is an excerpt from the email that this gentleman sent out. And by the way, before I read that, of course, you know, we had to have the publicity spin on the event. This is how the Kalispell Chamber of Commerce postured the event. Event description. Meet and interact with your local public safety officials. Agencies from around Flathead Valley, law enforcement, fire, and EMS, will have equipment and vehicles on display. SWAT vehicles, fire trucks, ambulance, and search and rescue equipment. Free information and refreshments. Bring the family. Woohoo! It sounds like fun, doesn't it? So here's the excerpt from the email from the gentleman, my guest, who attended this event. And again, this is an excerpt. We're going to discuss this information, but it says many agencies were represented: electric company, city police, and their tank used by the SWAT team, Border Patrol, alert medical chopper and personnel, Forest Service, all with their shiny vehicles with a fresh wax job paid for by We the Slaves. Fast forward to a conversation that he's having with one of the gentlemen. He's there, and this is a fellow Ron Paul activist who is handing out DVDs at this event, copies of Washington, You're Fired, which, as you know, I'm very fond of. I don't think there's anything better these days, and a copy of American Drug Wars. They were handing out copies of those as well. So he's having this conversation with a gentleman, and his email goes on to say he worked for the Fed, and I asked him, oh, the federal government? And then he went on to say the Federal Reserve, the private institution. And I said, really? You worked for the Federal Reserve? Then he said no, that he worked for an oil company that owns part of the Federal Reserve. Then he went on to tell me that 96 banks are going to fail in the next 3 weeks. The next one in the news will be Wachovia. He went on to say that some senator from the Senate Banking Committee will release the findings. Now, this struck me as relevant because I just read something about Wachovia in the Senate yesterday. The guy then went on to say that when the run on the banks comes, that we would see a Hummer checkpoint on every intersection. And then I commented on the continuity of government and martial law, and he looked perplexed, then said that that would be a good time for the new ID, and he said it already exists. He's not up to date completely, but did have a point on the national ID already existing. Then the conversation died off. Lord Chopper Pilot said something about that he would still have a job and giggled about job security at that point. I left to hand out more DVDs to the people packing up their displays. So if that's not disturbing, then, as I always say, you need to check for a pulse. This was an email put out by my guest, Dane Clark, a Ron Paul activist in the Flathead Valley of the Kalispell, Montana area. Thanks for coming on the show, Dane. I really appreciate it.
No problem. Good to be here.
So, if you don't mind, I think that the listeners are interested. And by the way, folks, we'll open up the phone lines later if you want to give us a shout and maybe ask some questions on this, or if you have any comments, probably at the bottom of the hour, we'll jump into questions. And of course, the number is 800-313-9443. But I think that people are probably curious. You know, we hear these kinds of things, and I'm sure you know. I mean, you're a Ron Paul guy. You know that there's all kinds of information that circulates in innumerable urban legends. And, you know, here you are at this public safety event, quote unquote, and it's, you know, this is actually happening. You're you know, a firsthand witness. So I think people are curious to know exactly, you know, what happened and how the events unfolded. So you want to give us a little background?
Well, to start off, I wanted to attend an event to do what part of my mission in life is to educate people, because that's how I woke up to what was going on, is someone handed me some information and got me interested in it. Since that point, it's the information gathering and dissemination by myself has never ended. Anyways, I went there to hand out Washington, You're Fired. There was hardly any public, and the public that I did see would be like a grandpa and the grandson just oohing and aahing the vehicles. And all the displays, it seemed they were handing out balloons and little fun stuff. It seemed like just a big PR stunt or event or whatever you want to call it. Anyways, I offered a man standing next to the alert chopper pilot, and I offered him a DVD, and he basically said that he didn't need to see it because it was obsolete or antiquated, is the word he used. Anyways, I found that was odd because these are pretty, the DVDs I was handing out were pretty new. They came out this year, actually.
Sure.
And, anyways, what was odd about the whole conversation between me and him was I really couldn't get a feel of what this, if he was being real or dishonest. And another part that struck me as odd is that he basically said martial law was in the works pretty soon, and he didn't seem bothered by that. And that was a really odd part, I guess, that I'm still kind of confused about. But anyways, it was a pretty good conversation I had, and it wants me to study the banking institutions more now, since he said that 96 are going to fail, and one of Alex Jones's guests today said it's actually going to be up around 150. But anyways, the battle goes on.
Yep. Yeah, so, you know, even if it's in Kissinger's words, a promulgated story or event, it's interesting that the writing's on the wall. I mean, the Senate Banking Committee has been watching quietly almost 100 banks. They have a list that they've been watching. And, you know, you can go to websites like bankimplode.com or ml-implode.com or patrick.net, and you can see the unraveling of the banking industry, and particularly the mortgage lending component of that. And that's huge, because I don't think people realize that in recent years, excuse me, mortgage debt has actually exceeded Wall Street debt. And that's disconcerting when you consider the impact that has on GMP when, as Jefferson said, you know, we experience the period of inflation and deflation. I mean, Jefferson told us that if the American people ever allow banks to control the issue of currency, then first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered. And now, you can't hardly find a person in this country that even has ever even heard the word allodial, let alone knows what it means. And speaking of those corporations, folks, most of those are your local municipalities all the way up to that criminal regime over in D.C., that 10-square-mile plot that was never intended to be our capital in the first place. But we see it happening. I mean, here it is. And what's interesting about that to me is that I've been saying, I mean, I've said it a number of times, imagine if they decide on a whim to revalue or replace our currency as they've done throughout the world over the last 100 years. If the dollar gets revalued or replaced like maybe it did in Argentina or obviously in Weimar Republic Germany, people are familiar with, at maybe a ratio of 1,000,000 to 1, you go to bed tonight, an upper middle class person with $100 million in the bank, and 1,000,000 to 1 revaluing, you wake up tomorrow morning with $100 in the bank and equivalent purchasing power of $100 just because someone flipped a switch. I think people are starting to get a picture for that. What do you think?
I'm in agreement. It reminds me of a story I saw browsing the internet of an African country that was holding up $100 million note that I don't know what it would buy, maybe a meal. But
yeah,
that's where our Federal Reserve note is headed. It's tanking. It's tanking big time. And what they're planning on doing is switching to an all digital or electronic currency. And I've heard stories about the Amero, but they may just, since this is going to be global, they may switch it to some kind of implantable chip or start it off within a card. But it's turning into an electronic currency.
Well, back in, I believe it was 87, the New Yorker magazine said it would be, the global currency would be called the Phoenix, but that's probably still a ways down the road. It's going to be regional first, and then those will all be imploded to move to that global. But anyway, we hear the music, we're going into a break, stick around, and we'll be right back. You're listening to Road Warrior Radio on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Coming out of the rain, those torches you carry must be drowned in champagne. Here's the last toast of the evening. Here's to those who still believe. All the losers will be winners. All the givers shall receive. Here's to trouble-free tomorrows. May your sorrows all be small. Here's to the losers. Bless them all.
All right, welcome back to Road Warrior Radio on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Boy, I love that. I'll tell you what, that reminds me of our public servants jet-setting around at 30,000 feet, sipping dry martinis and doing oyster shooters while the ants sit down here ninnying about. Anyway, it's not funny, but you know, as we always say, if we don't laugh about it a little bit, then we'll cry or maybe do something worse. But anyway, we were talking about, before we kind of got off on a tangent, we were talking about this public safety display, as it was called, but wasn't it really more like a show of force, like a Homeland Security style show of force, wouldn't you say?
You know, I really wish I got there had gotten there earlier, because when I arrived, it was about over, and it was a pretty hot day, so everybody was trying to get out of the sun, so they were breaking down their displays, and I didn't really get to see everyone that was there. but I did not see anybody from FEMA or Homeland Security. But that doesn't mean they weren't there.
Right. Yeah, well, it's interesting. You know, what really is kind of intriguing to me is you're talking to a guy who, as you said, you know, maybe this is completely unfounded. Maybe he's playing a joke on you, like you said. I mean, you're a sharp guy. You understand, you know, how to read people and stuff. Maybe this is a completely contrived situation, but it's interesting that, you know, he's going into such elaborate detail. He even mentioned, you said that one of the guys on the Senate Banking Committee, like Chuck Schumer from New York, or somebody like that, would release the findings, and, you know, Wachovia being mentioned, and you know, that kind of elaborate detail is not something you would typically expect from someone making something up.
Not at all. I just found the whole situation with that gentleman to be odd. He was very flippant, and he was saying what he was saying with an attitude of like, I'm in the know, ha ha ha, this is what's going to happen. And all the whole time that the helicopter pilot's standing there taking it all in. And then after the conversation was pretty much winding down with me and him, the chopper pilot said, well, you know, those Hummers on the corners, you know, I'll have job security because I'm in a pretty important position being a helicopter pilot. And he was saying that jokingly, of course, but both of these people seemed to not understand the severity of what they were hinting at.
Yeah. Unbelievable. And, you know, the height of hubris, like this is, you know, completely flippant, completely cavalier, like this is some kind of a joke. I mean, this is the thing that really has me concerned, you know, and as I talk to people around the country, as I said at the beginning of the show, you know, there are a number of people finally starting to wake up and discuss what is wrong in this country, and, you know, we are assaulted on every front, no question, but what are we doing about it? You know, there's the question of what are we doing about it, and then at the same time, you see people like this with complete and total disdain for anyone who all of a sudden, you know, the lights come on and you have a sense of urgency, you feel compassion for your fellow countrymen, and you want to do something about it. And it's like a joke to guys like this. You know, even if it is something that he just decided to have a little fun with, if he knows that much, it's not funny. You know, I mean, what's funny about that?
No, you nothing's know? Funny about it. I'm glad the conversation ended when it did because since everyone was packing up, the time I spent with him, I missed handing out DVDs. So that's, you know, you bring up the question, what do we do about it? Well, what I'm doing is trying to educate everyone I come in contact with. You know, if they don't want the information, then what do? Click your heels together, knock the dust off, and move along.
Right.
And I'd like to go to the quote on your profile at the Republic Broadcasting Network's website. It's Thomas Jefferson's. It's excellent. Enlighten the people generally, and tyranny and oppression of body and mind will vanish like evil spirits at the dawn of day. The diffusion of knowledge among the people is to be the instrument by which it is to be effected.
Exactly.
Awesome quote.
It's like the wizard, you know. You pull the curtain back on the wizard, no more parlor trick.
Yep.
No more trick, but, you know, and speaking of that, I think that's a good segue into what we were discussing yesterday and earlier about the Marxist infiltration, which is a subject that's near and dear to my heart because I don't think people... That's something that seems to escape most people. And so we'll talk about that more when we come back, going into a break. Bottom of the hour, we'll also be willing to field your calls. Feel free to call in. You're listening to Road Warrior Radio. We'll be right back.
Here's the last toast of the evening. Here's to those who still believe. All the losers will be winners. All the givers.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth. Do you ever forget why you walked into a room or where you put the car keys? Do you feel like you might be slowing down mentally? That could be a sign that the brain is aging. Our brains control nearly every function of our body, including our ability to learn, remember, and concentrate. Sadly, as we age, our brain cells begin to die off. We may lose 30 to 50,000 a day. In youth, brain cells are protected by special proteins, but these proteins become depleted as we age. University scientists in Wisconsin found a unique calcium-binding protein in jellyfish that can protect brain cells. Prevagen is the only all-natural replacement source for these proteins. Studies show that Prevagen can reduce brain cell loss by up to an astounding 50%. Side effects? The only kind reported are the ones you want, like a healthier brain, a sharper mind, and clearer thinking. Find out more by visiting our website at Prevagen.com. You can also purchase Prevagen by calling 888-814-0814. That's Prevagen.com or 888-814-0814. Call today for a special offer from Prevagen.
Hi, I'm Ayala Jags. I'm in business just like you. I spend a lot of time on my cell phone and I'm very concerned about the potential dangers of cell phone radiation, and you should be too. I found dozens of studies from around the world linking cell phone use to everything from skin conditions to brain tumors. It's shocking, it's scary. Numerous products claim to block cell phone radiation, but do they really? Then I found the Wave Shield. It's the only shielding device that has survived rigorous testing in FTC-listed lab and is proven to block up to 97% of cell phone radiation from entering your sensitive inner ear. The Wave Shield is easy to apply, it fits almost every phone, and it really, really works. Don't take chances. Protect yourself, protect your family. The Wave Shield is only $19.95. Take just a moment. Call and order your Wave Shield right now. The evidence is growing. Why take a chance? Protect everyone you love. Call now.
866-989-9147.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cartivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cartivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased, and I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation, because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
Some all
Hey Tom, Dick and Harry, coming out of that rain, those torches you carry must be drowned in champagne.
All right, welcome back to Road Warrior Radio, and thanks for tuning in this evening, listening, and we have my, I have the great pleasure of having Dane Clark on the show, who I mentioned is a Montana Ron Paul activist, among other things, but, you know, this guy is very well informed, so don't misunderstand and think maybe he's just some naive country bumpkin who fell off the apple cart yesterday and doesn't know what he's talking about. You've actually been very active in politics locally. I mean, when we were talking yesterday, actually it wasn't, was it yesterday or the day before? Anyway, whenever it was, you mentioned that you have been a part of interviewing several of your gubernatorial candidates locally and a few other people as well. Is that correct?
Yeah, we actually had Roy Brown, he's a Republican, running against Brian Switzer. Oh, great, this guy's name is the Blue Man. He actually
Jones.
Overdosed on colloidal silver, Stan Jones. He's running on a Libertarian ticket. We interviewed him as well. When I say we, I'm talking about our local Ron Paul meetup group. We've also had the privilege of interviewing two of the Republicans that were running in the primary for Attorney General, Lee Bruner and Tim Fox. And we were doing this in order to get behind a candidate that that had our values. And it's pretty depressing because there's hardly any.
Yeah.
And most of the legislators that I've actually been in contact with, they have their pet projects that they're pretty informed about, but everything else they seem to be pretty uneducated and not willing to learn, which is a tragedy.
It's real interesting, isn't it? I mean, Richard C. Hoagland puts it this way. He says that the lie is different at every level, which keeps the compartmentalization so effective. But for anybody that was listening last night, Ralph Winterowd really said it as well as anybody, I think. And paraphrasing what he said, you know, he said you couldn't go out and hand pick a more treasonous bunch than we have in Washington right now. You just couldn't do it. It's amazing. And, you know, everybody that's on the ballot seems to be of the same stock. It's crazy. But we promised we'd go to your calls, and we do have Bill from Idaho on the line. So, Bill, what are your thoughts?
Well, thank you so very much. It's absolutely an honor to be on with Young Eagles. It's extraordinarily rare that we have the opportunity interregionally to have two young people that are so well informed and aware of what ultimately is going around, going on around them in their own particular areas. Can't encourage you enough to continue, if not amplify your efforts, considering that these public serpents are asking for a job. And they are so willfully ignorant and or willfully recalcitrant in identifying what their job description actually entails. It automatically identifies them as being, I would assume, very much like Mr. Phil Graham, who obviously has been in his place of employment way too long. He announced that the American public are a bunch of whiners today. And I would think that would start a firestorm of activity within the Ron Paulian community that we have possibly not seen. But I really appreciate you trying to educate the willfully ignorant, but keeping an eye on this emerging police state, which we have identified here as well.
Speaking of the emerging police state, Phil Graham is the wonderful gentleman that was very instrumental in giving us the Graham-Leach-Bliley Act, and everyone in the mortgage industry understands what a wonderful piece of legislative filth that is. Anyway, please continue.
Treason is the reason, gentlemen, and they
yep.
need to be rooted out at every point. The spotlight shone on them individually, and for that helicopter pilot who was so very smug in his job security paradigm, possibly with the American people becoming aware and as alarmed as what they should be for ultimately what is coming on, maybe they would listen to Mr. Stadtmiller, the gentleman that runs that station, thank God for the American people, and the order of business is Bible, butter, and bullets as soon as possible.
I always thought it was I thought it was the four G's. It was God, gold, guns, and groceries, right? Wasn't that?
Well, that's the other one. But
okay.
Senator Higley, we very, very much appreciate your broadcasting efforts and look forward to it expanding even more. Thanks so very much to both of you. Bless you.
Thank you. Thank you, Bill.
Thanks, Bill.
Hey, we were going to jump into we kind of take a tangent a little bit and discuss that issue of infiltration, because you know I think it is applicable and it does dovetail with what we're discussing, and you have some information on that at your fingertips. Do you want to share what you have real quick, Dane?
Infiltrating what?
The Marxist infiltration in particular.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I prepared some stuff doing, let's see if I can get here. It's the 10 Planks of the Communist Manifesto. I don't know if I want to read them all off. It'd probably be a good idea to do that, if I can find it. How about I go to the executive orders?
Sure.
Okay, I got to find it first. Oh, here's the 10 planks of the Communist Manifesto. Number one, abolition of property in land and application of all rents of land to public purposes. A heavy, progressive, or graduated income tax. That was number two.
That's number two. Yeah. Number one, by the way, people who understands what the word allodial means. Number two, what is the IRS? What is the 16th Amendment, et cetera?
Number three, abolition of all rights of inheritance.
Yeah,
number
we certainly
four,
see that.
Confiscation of the property of all immigrants and rebels.
Yep,
that's for all of us homegrown terrorists.
Exactly.
And dissenters and protesters. Number
five. HR 1955 will effectively get rid of the sales profession because you can't convince anybody of anything. So.
Number five, centralization of credit in the banks of the state by means of a national bank with state capital.
No, that's the Federal
and
Reserve.
An executive monopoly.
Yeah.
That's actually very relevant to what we were talking about with the banks earlier, because when the dollar's crashing, the banks are failing, the government's going to come in to the rescue and nationalize the banks. And what I called a buddy earlier tonight, and he said not only are they going to be nationalized, the banking institutions, they're going to nationalize industry as well.
Well, no, they're going to openly disclose it, because they've already done it decades ago. In fact, one of the most effective pieces of that was Clinton's wonderful flooding of NAFTA regulation, and so that was when we really started to see that really kick into high gear.
So it's already here. Great. This is just lovely, everything we're talking about.
Exactly.
Number six, centralization of the means of communication and transport in the hands of the state. Number seven, extension of factories and instruments of production owned by the state, the bringing into cultivation of wastelands and improvement of the soil, generally in accordance with a common plan. That's
AAA.
Fine. AAA?
Agricultural Adjustment Act.
Oh, I was thinking Monsanto, but maybe I'm off on a tangent again.
Well, Agricultural Adjustment Act is the great-great-grandfather of that, of the Monsanto discussion, so.
Interesting.
Back in
okay,
the FDR
number eight,
administration.
Equal obligation of all to work, establishment of industrial armies, especially for agriculture.
Absolutely, right to slave state. All of them.
I got two more, number 9 and 10.
I mean right to work. I'm sorry, right to work state. Sorry.
Combination of agriculture with manufacturing industries. Gradual abolition of all distinction between town and country by more equitable distribution of the populace over the country. And last but not least, free education for all children in public schools. Abolition of children's factory labor in its present form. Combination of education with industrial production, etc.
Right.
What's that, school to work?
Public fool system, NEA, yep. Yeah.
Anyways, that's the 10 planks of the Communist Manifesto.
Just for fun, since we have a, we wrote on the coattails of the Obama discussion, who obviously has Brzezinski, the trilateralist, as his one of his primary advisors. Obama quote unquote picked him. That's funny. That's the puppeteer being picked by the puppet. But anyway, in 1972, Brzezinski wrote that nation state as a fundamental unit of man's organized life has ceased. This is past tense in 1972, has ceased to be the principal creative force. International banks and multinational corporations are acting and planning in terms that are far in advance of the political concepts of the nation state. That was 1972. It's a big new Brzezinski.
And he's still around. helping out Obama.
Yeah, as much as ever. So, it is very relevant. You're absolutely right. We have Wes in Idaho on the line. Wes, what are your comments? Thanks for calling in, Wes.
Appreciate your new program. A lot better than what was on there before. The fifth plank of the Communist Manifesto, I want to correct your guest. He said state capital and an executive monopoly is what he said, but it's state capital and exclusive monopoly. Right?
Exactly. Correct.
Okay. That's it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Constructive criticism is great.
Yeah. And that's, yeah. Well, thanks, Wes, for calling in and pointing that out. I feel like speaking of constructive criticism, like we should give him a toaster or something. That was perfectly timed. So, you know, in the absence of the toaster, we'll give him the golf clap. Thanks, Wes. There.
Perfect. I have some DVDs if he wants to call back and give us his address. I'll send him some DVDs.
That would be great. Something tells me that Wes has a copy of just about everything that's being circulated these days and probably a few more. Thanks, Wes, for pointing that out. I really appreciate it. I glanced at something else, so I wasn't paying attention. But you know, the thing that's interesting about that discussion to me, again, getting back to the conversation that we were having prior to that, the Communist Manifesto, for anyone who hasn't done the homework, is already, you know, the 10 planks are fully enforced in the United States already. They are in place. It's a short research project to figure that out. That's really old news. That's nothing new. But what seems to elude the Patriot and the Truth community almost entirely is the discussion of Marxist infiltration and subversion. And one of my favorite heroes of the quote-unquote Patriot or Truth movement is Nesta Webster. And she was a person who wrote about all this at the turn of the 20th century, which was remarkable because obviously we didn't have the vast information, tools, resources, and capabilities that we have now, but she wrote more succinctly, more specifically, about all of the issues that we face today than it seems like most people get their minds around today, even with the resources that we have. And one of the things that she mentioned specifically was that infiltration, and she said it's hard to write calmly of these things, speaking of the Marxist infiltration and subversion, and the point is that we know that there are infiltrators, and we do our homework. And by the way, folks, this is something that I will do a future show on, a discussion on. So if you have comments or questions, feel free to call in later on this issue. But it's remarkable to me how people miss that entire aspect of the battle, so to speak. There have always been infiltrators in the last few hundred years. It's historical, you know, it's a fact. And yet that discussion never seems to be had. And I know we're talking a little bit about that. Did you have some information on that you wanted to share, or am I way off base on that?
I don't have anything right now on that.
Okay. That's probably just me getting excited about
what about do you
that.
Got?
That's well, it's interesting. You know, when you look, I keep going back to Mike Huckabee's discussion, and thanks for asking, by the way. You know, Mike Huckabee gave that speech before the CFR, which I call his prostrating for the job of president speech, September 28th of last year. But in that speech before the CFR, he gave the most succinct and comprehensive definition or description of the Communist Manifesto that I've ever heard. I think Marx, if he were alive, would have stood up and applauded. It was amazing. And what's frightening and shocking for most people is that this is the guy who was interviewing for the job as president of the United States. an excerpt from that speech, real quick. He said, to create havoc in the world, you need educated people to provide the intellectual underpinnings and poor, desperate people to provide the manpower. Before the Russian Revolution, the rural peasants who formed the overwhelming bulk of the population weren't sitting around reading Karl Marx. They were illiterate. Kind of like the vast majority of the American public, functionally illiterate. It took a small number of intellectuals to provide the theory and then rally the oppressed peasants behind them. The ruling class is the spark, but the underclass is the fuel. A strong middle class is the firewall. And to me, that is the most concise encapsulation I've ever heard. And it's the colliding together of those two forces that causes the revolution. Anyway, you're listening to Road Warrior Radio on the Republic Broadcasting Network. My guest, Dane Clark from Montana, will be right back. Stick around.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Most of mankind's diseases have now been conquered. This medical breakthrough can save your life or the life of a loved one. Please listen. The answer to AIDS, hepatitis A, B, and C, malaria, herpes, TB, most cancers, and many more of mankind's worst diseases has been found. Details of this amazing secret has been freely disclosed in Jim Humble's book, The Miracle Mineral Supplement of the 21st Century, available at miraclemineral.org. Read how, in five countries of Africa, over 75,000 cases of malaria and other diseases were successfully treated with this new mineral supplement. Learn more at miraclemineral.org. It also works with cold, flu, pneumonia, sore throats, warts, mouth sores, and even abscessed teeth. Download part one of this amazing book free at miraclemineral.org. Then, if you're satisfied, purchase part two for only $9.95 or the hard copy for only $19.95. Please enter RBN when prompted on where you heard about miraclemineral.org.
Here's to those who love not wisely, no, not wisely, but too well.
All right, let's go back to Road Warrior Radio. Man, I love that song. And thanks for joining us. Thanks to Wes in Idaho. Thanks to Bill in Idaho. Thanks for the correction, Wes. Definitely very important. When we were during the break, we were talking about a couple of things. You want to go back over that real quick? What's on the horizon? What to do about it? And then democracy, of course.
Well, you brought up the question, "What's on the horizon?" And that's huge.
Yeah.
And I've actually brought this up to legislators, and their eyes just kind of gloss over. But to me, it's global government.
Uh-huh.
And that's basically a government ran by a few controllers of the so-called international consensus. So those few are controlling the mob. It's a mob rule government. At least that's the way I see it, in a sense. But what do we do about it? I don't know. We just got to try to wake up everybody we can, and hopefully they'll be aware of what's happening.
Well, I know exactly what to do about it, and that's going to be the subject of a show later this week. So you guys, the listeners, are going to want to tune into that show, because there really is, in my opinion, and I think it's absolutely well-founded, only one constitutional, civil answer to what we do about it. And, you know, for a window into what I mean, you can refer to people like Patrick Henry and his quote about the fact that, you know, force is the only thing. We're supposed to guard this jewel of liberty, and, you know, only force will secure it. And if we ever lose that force, then we're done. And so that's, you know, but that gets to the quotes by Washington and others, the fact that government is a, you know, it's like a fire and the Constitution is our chimney. And anyway, but getting back to the conversation, you know, the democracy issue, democratization of the world, the founders said that democracy, Madison said it was the most vile form of government. Adams said that they waste and murder themselves. Tyler said that they collapse and are followed always by a dictatorship. Why would you want to do something like that? And you obviously pointed it out. I mean, the answer is because they want to usher in this world governance with, like you said, the illusion of a global consensus, which obviously they don't have, but the ruling of the masses. Anyway, you wanted to get to a list of resources. Let's throw
just
that out.
A quick list of some books and some websites, so everybody run and get a pen and paper. I've learned a lot from these. There's one book I still haven't got to, but I have heard from worthy people that it is really great, called The Unseen Hand by Ralph Epperson.
Yep.
Another book, I'm pretty sure you know about this one, it's by G. Edward Griffin, called The Creature from Jekyll Island.
Island. Wonderful.
Excellent. He has some audio on that, too, you can find online. More books, all written by Ron Paul. All you got to do is go to ronpaullibrary.org, and you can download five of them for free. Website you can go to, bankimplode.com. And another great resource would probably be drschhn.com. Anyways, hopefully everybody got a chance to write those down. If you want to get in touch with some of us locals here in Montana, you can probably go to meetup.com and look up Kalispell Meetup Group or 421, and you can contact some of us that way.
Fantastic. Thanks, Dane, for coming on the program. Thanks again to Bill and Wes from Idaho. You're going to want to catch tomorrow's show. It's going to be a reprise of the Dave Kosak discussion from last week. It'll be fantastic. Thanks for listening to the Road Warrior Radio broadcast on Republic Broadcasting Network. Catch you tomorrow.